Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system. 0123 is not available. At the tone, please record your message. When you have finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Hi, Will. It's Laura, your best podcasting buddy. Double LX, you know me. Hey, we're going to go to Wookiee Hole because I used to go there as a kid and I think it'll be brilliant. And I just want to show you some sweet, sweet cave action and find out if it's still as good as I remember it being from all the million times I went there as a kid. Okay, I'll see you on the other side of the first jingle bit for the podcast. Okay, I love you. Bye.
Hello and welcome to another episode. Are you just still looking at your shoes?
I was just looking at my shoes. It's the first time I've worn the shoes since I wore them at Box Hill and got them ruined. And I put some fresh, box fresh laces in them, and then a dog has eaten the laces between last night and this morning. And I got up at 6:45. So if you want Grumpy Will, you're listening to the right episode.
Welcome to the National Treasures Podcast. Well, I'm so overexcited. I haven't been here for like 20 years. So today, hello, everybody.
Hello, everybody.
We're at Wookiee Hole Caves, which was one of my favourite childhood places in the whole wide world.
I've never been here, but I often, whenever I drive to the West Country, it's like, hey, come and see a cave. And I think, I could actually.
Yeah, and now you are. I've got like, you know, that overwhelming feeling of being somewhere that like you loved as a kid.
Yes.
I'm full of it. But over there, there's a lady dressed as a witch.
I've never seen you this happy before midday.
I know, I'm so overexcited. I'll tell you what, so let's come under the shelter. So we're just in the little queuing shelter bit now. Also, full disclosure, we're also here with my sister and my nephew, which is also adding to the excitement of the Wookiee holiness of the day.
It has taken a bit of the wind out of my sails because me and your nephew spent a lovely morning together about 8 weeks ago. I was like, hey man. He's like, I've got no idea who you are.
Nephew is over there talking to the witch at the moment, who looks amazing, by the way, the witch.
Oh, I've had a nice chat with her. I've had a chat with the witch, haven't I?
Have you?
Yeah. So I got here, I said, hello, is this the way in? She went for you. I don't think we're letting you in today. I was like, oh, well, see you later then. And we had a nice little chat, a little bit to and fro.
You've been chatting at witches.
I have been chatting at witches. And I'll be honest with you, unlucky, Becca. I'm going to see what I can make happen with this witch.
How exciting. So I'm excited about the caves. I've not been for years. And then there's a paper mill here, Will. We're going to see how paper gets made.
I've seen The Office. I know how paper's made.
All right, then.
Also, I've seen Alan Partridge when he goes to get his book pulp, which I think is the funniest scene in any TV show ever.
Let's go see some caves. Okay, we've got tickets. We're in. Did you see the little policeman thingies at the road crossing?
I did. Excuse me, sorry. If you've ever been to like a pub, we've got like a fiberglass sort of like tree with a swing and a slide. It was two policemen made of that material just saying, hey, this is a road, be careful. I was like, yeah. Excellent point.
Nephew, what have you been given? A little piece of paper. What have you got to look out for in the cave?
I don't know.
What's that one?
A bat. Snail.
A woodlouse.
Red louse.
Yeah.
millipedes.
They're mini beasts, aren't they? We're going to try and find all of them in the cave. So, full disclosure, it's weeing it down with rain, isn't it, Will?
It's a very rainy day. We're doing this in the tail of Storm Eunice.
Oh, I like that, in the tail, yeah.
It's been a hell of a drive here this morning. Have you come from your parents' house?
My sister's house, yeah, so similar, about an hour away.
And if anyone from the Highways Agency is listening, listen, you pieces of shit. Open the M4. Just open the M4. It's a major motorway. You can't just have it shut all the time.
Yeah. I think the Highways Agency do listen to this podcast, actually. They've often said it's their favourite podcast.
And if they don't, I'm gonna mail them a copy of this episode and go, listen, you can't just shut...
You're going to mail them?
That's right.
Sorry, Grandpa. You're going to put this podcast in the post.
I'm going to transcribe it and give a nice official headed thing and say, to whom it may concern, listen. Junction 6 to Junction 8 of the M4 are two very important junctions. You can't just decide not to have them anymore.
I'm going to get Will some coffee and we will be back when we reach the caves. Okay, we're walking along. Don't forget, by the way, if you want extended episodes of this episode and every episode we've ever done, then hop on our Patreon, become a patron, and you get the extended version. Holy shit, dinosaurs! Look at that, Will!
Just finish that advert. Join the Patreon.
Yeah, do that. So, we're walking along the pathway, and we've got, like, the paper mill is just down to the right. You've got the big, like, cliffside in front of you where the caves are going to be. And then just down to our right, there's a load of dinosaurs. These were not here 20 years ago when I was coming.
No, they're from millions of years ago, dinosaurs.
Very good.
So we've got, like, it's quite interesting because we've got, like, a Brachiosaurus, a Tyrannosaurus Rex, a mammoth, an Allosaurus, a Velociraptor. I forget the name of the one with the sail. I think it's a P, I think. But then also... a caveman. Now, they shouldn't be together.
No, neither should King Kong, I don't
There's
think.
There's an elephant in that swamp.
Yeah.
I'll get a photo.
Nephew, which one is your favourite dinosaur?
T-Rex.
Yeah. Sister?
I quite like the Stegosaurus.
Good, there you go. That's the family's opinions. These were not here. I love that they've put one of the Velociraptors on the roof there, look.
There's a baby Stegosaurus over there.
Now, we're going to do the TripAdvisor a little bit later. But one of the things, the TripAdvisor, it's the most I've ever genuinely been really worried after having read the TripAdvisor. But then when I looked at the dates of all of it, I think what might have happened is this place possibly didn't respond very well to the pandemic.
In what way?
In that I think the queuing system might have been bad and it was quite busy. Yeah, we will keep on going. We've got a producer today.
Do you want a job, mate? Because we need some of that.
Producer nephew has got us moving. But actually, so I wasn't sure because everybody was talking about how much they'd queued. And I was like, oh no, we are coming in half term. But actually, there's no one here. It's fine.
I suppose, like, obviously no one was prepared for the pandemic, but... if your main attraction is caves that were formed millions of years ago, you're not really updating much outside of, shall we buy some fiberglass dinosaurs? Yeah.
Oh, I can see a bit of a cave up there, look.
We're not potholing, are we? Like.
No. We're just going to walk around a big cave. We might see the witch. There's the Witch of Wookiee.
Very, 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 very attractive witch.
Yeah, but that we might see her in the cave. A wizard in the cave?
Oh, like
the...
you didn't even listen to her.
I didn't get to talk to her.
Her beautiful face.
Oh, Will wants to kiss the witch.
If you are the Witch of Wookiee and I listen to this, I would like to maybe...
No, he has a really nice girlfriend.
Once she whites up and leaves me, let's go for a drink.
Oh, just once can we do an episode of this that isn't Will trying to get it away?
The witch has been kicked out for the wizard.
What? What?
The patriarchy is in full swing and the wizard is in the cave.
This is unbelievable. All right, fine.
Oh, the first thing you see is a sign telling you that, listen, it's totally fine, but there is a low level of raid on. So just be aware of that. And then at the bottom it just says, no liability for any loss, damage or injury, however caused.
Yeah, okay.
I feel like one of them people in Watchmen that's like, Dr. Manhattan gave me cancer.
So we're in the caves now. They've given us a warning about banging our heads, which nobody in my family or Will needs to worry too much about.
I am, in fact, the average height person in the UK.
Yeah, good work.
I'm not the average height.
I think I'm under for the UK, but globally.
I think I'm the average height of a 15-year-old.
Excellent.
I'm not sure if my, like, height, you know, average height, which I am globally, I don't mention that, involves kids.
Right, we're in the cave now. So you go up some steps just on your left. They've really lit where some water is coming through. So you can see the plants growing in the rock down it and how the limestone has been affected. Nephew has abandoned the mini beast trail.
I was quite surprised that one of the mini beasts to find was a shrimp.
Yeah, maybe there's like water holes.
There have to be, otherwise the shrimp will be dead.
Yeah. Ooh, what's happening on the right here? The goat herder. The dark abode of the Witch of Wicky Hole who tethered her goats in this cave.
So who is the Witch of Wicky Hole?
She's just a witch that lives in Wicky Hole, really.
Cool.
When I was little and used to come here, you'd get a guided tour around the caves.
Okay.
And they'd stop at a certain place. There's somewhere in the cave, and I'd love to know if I still know where it is. There's somewhere in here where there's a little like pile of rock that's like collected from dripping water, and that was her dog. And then they'd go, there's the witch. And you turned around and they had a little laser pen and they'd be projecting a witch on the wall and you'd go, there's the witch.
That sounds insane.
Yeah. Now that I'm saying it out loud, it does, doesn't it?
Are these natural, these rocks, these caves?
Yeah.
Obviously the steps aren't.
No, yeah, they're natural into the mountain.
What mountain is it? What area are we in?
I know it's the River Axe, but I don't know what hill it is. Wookie Hill.
Hey, do you know what? I can't prove otherwise.
One of my favourite of the one-star TripAdvisor reviews. The title was just Wookie Hole. Wookie shit hole, more like.
There's a motherfucking wizard.
We found the Wizard of Wookie.
Well, welcome to chamber number one. This is the witch's kitchen. And this is where it's reputed the witch has been turned into stone by Father Bernard of Glastonbury. Now, the story is actually based on a little old lady that used to live here about 1,000 years ago. Now, her bones were found up in the goat herder, which was just the one you came through first. And along with the bones was a little metal bowl, a key latch, and a ball of alabaster. Now, alabaster is actually a crystal. Okay, so obviously a crystal ball. Two and two together, you come up with five, and she's a witch! Yes, I know. But some of us think that this ball was put in front of a candle, and it would act like a lens to illuminate the rest of the cave. But for commercial purposes, she's a witch, all right? Nice little cackle from you, by the way.
Thank you. Yes. Maybe I'll move in.
Okay, so anyway, there's a little bit of an hour to do with the villagers. Crops were not growing. Small children with like beanie hats were disappearing.
Oh, no.
So anyway, they asked for help from Father Bernard. Now, Father Bernard came over, and there was a little bit of an argument, and it ended up his candle went out. So it was in little complete darkness. So he was hearing this little cackle in the background. Right, come on, cackle for me. Don't leave me hanging.
Nephew, can you do a cackle?
That's not too bad. I would have rang the cord. Very good. So he got very scared. So he got his chalice, which is a cup, basically, and dipped it over in the River Axe, which is the River Axe, you can see, is still flowing there now. He blessed this water, and he turned it into holy water. He flung it around his head, and he heard an almighty scream.
Ah!
Why?
Well,
I know I put you on the spot, but seriously. Right. When he finally got his candle relit, he made out this silhouette. Now you have to follow my torch down to here and look at that formation that is jetting out of the wall there. Okay, now look at the silhouette. It's like a big bonnet, a big pointy nose, a mouth and a big long chin like Jimmy Hill for the older ones. Yes. Now that's not quite the end of the story. Now our witch, she never had a cat, She had a little dog called Dougal.
Will, I told you there was a dog.
If you look down here on the left-hand side, on the floor, we've got it highlighted.
Yeah.
We've got a little puppy dog. He's got a little water bowl, and he's got like, you know, and he's, now he is a puppy because he is still growing, as I say. Does anyone know what type of breed of dog that could be?
Limestone?
Breed of dog. Oh, my God.
A spaniel.
Spaniel? Close. Well, I put you out of your misery. You're not allowed to hit me. It's a Rottweiler, yes.
Oh, nice.
Yes, because it's made of rock.
Sister of mine, how do you remember the difference between a stalagmite and a stalactite?
A stalactite has to hold on tight to the ceiling so it doesn't fall off, and a stalagmite might one day touch the ceiling.
Oh. Tights go down. But I find that weird, because tights also go up, famously. They have to go up before they go down.
My way's better.
Yeah.
But I was taught that, the wizard said it, but when I was at Scouts, our scout leader, who I think was a dubious man, was like, remember guys, stalactites go down, because tights go down. Like, I'm 11, mate, back off.
Creepy, that's really creepy.
It's pretty, isn't it? We have found part of the cave where even I have to duck. Will, have you got a picture of this amazing formation here? Yeah, but look at the wiggly bit. There's a bit here where the water is running through the ceiling. You'll be able to hear it. And it's causing almost like a vermicelli noodle situation in the rock. It's just beautiful. They've lit it really nicely. There's pink lights in some places and blue in other places.
Also, I will say, that scout leader from earlier, he often had egg down his shirt.
Ah, that figures, yeah.
Right, go.
Do you reckon that water is absolutely delicious? Do you need to duck?
No, I don't.
You're just the right height to live in a cave, aren't you?
Yeah.
But it looks so cool, doesn't it? Where's the sea going? It's just there.
Yeah, and that's not fresh.
Can't argue that.
I'd be glad there's two of us today.
I watched a video, right, of a guy being like, I'm going to make the greatest sea salt. And he went out and he got some seawater and he boiled it till he got the salt. And obviously, like, it was just salt because he'd boiled the water away leaving the salt. And he picked up a massive flake of it and he ate it and he went, well, that is really salty. I was like, yeah, you mad prick.
It's salt. We're in the Great Hall now. Do you want to read the sign for us, Will?
Yeah, the Great Hall is a majestic chamber, 22 metres high, with a variety of wondrous calcite formations adorning the walls and ceiling. I'll start again. The Great Hall. This majestic chamber is 22 metres high, with a variety of wondrous calcite formations adorning the walls and ceiling, deposited by dissolving water over millions of years. So I'm not entirely sure the dog has grown in the last 20.
Available for voiceover work. You haven't done an advert for your voiceover skills this series.
I'll go fuck yourselves. I'll advertise anything for the right amount of money. Get in touch.
You can see why this is called the Great Hall. It is like high ceiling, real cathedral vaultiness.
All of the stalactites and stalagmites on the wall give it a feeling almost of like pillars and buttresses. Something quite Hogwartsy about it.
Yeah. It is so funny, isn't it, that like every cave we visited now, the story behind it has been a woman trying to live her life.
Do you know?
Getting absolutely gypped off by the locals.
Have I told you about the brewers and the witches?
Yes. I think we talked about that on a Mother Shipton ep.
I think about that all the time. Just like the past. What a nightmare.
Maybe that should be one of our merch slogans. The past. What a nightmare.
This bit of the cave smells like my PE kit smelled when I forgot to wash it.
It does a bit, actually. I think that's because we've come to a cheese fridge.
Yeah, cave-aged cheese. Now, I will say this, Wookie Hole, I'm really enjoying it. I think you've got a great attraction going on here, but cave-aged is a grift.
Maybe it's different because it's got that PE bag smell.
Yeah, that's what I want from my cheese. PE bags and rocks.
This award-winning Wookiee Hall cheese is stored for up to a year to gain its characteristic and mouth-watering flavour. Is your mouth watering?
No, but if they've got any in the gift shop, I'm going to get some.
Yeah.
Look at the height on that mould.
Oh, man, they are fluffy. So just so we've walked through like a long, like tunnelled cave, and then there's a glass door into like a super long, it's a bit like the Wes Anderson Fantastic Mr. Fox look.
Yeah. Also, if you've seen the Wizard of Oz sequel, Return to Oz, when she goes to the bit where the witch keeps all of her separate heads, it's exactly like that. But instead of jars of heads, it's cheese.
It's massive wheels of mouldy cheese.
That's such a good reference I've done then, but no one's seen that film because it's dog shit.
Someone will have. Tweet us at Treasures Pod. We look forward to hearing from you.
Did you like the... This is just you know. The bird trailer.
So we're just about to go over a bridge and we're guessing what we're going to go over.
A hole.
You think it's going to be a hole?
It's going to be a troll.
Foldy roll. So we're sort of in a slight little bit of queue while people take some photos. And then there's a narrow bridge. I think Will is shitting himself right now. He says he's just doing some classic pictures. We're going to cross the bridge. Oh, wow. When you step out onto the bridge, you see the river underneath you. It's really narrow and really tall. And then there's this sort of gloomy water beneath you with drips dripping into it. Really lit to look all atmospheric. Do you know, I was so worried about coming after I read all the trip advisors. Well, actually, but it's lovely. There is a rock formation here, which there's no other way to describe it. Looks like a vagina. My life. Why would you put a pink light on that bit? Another bit of ducking, bit more bridge. Ooh, I can hear a waterfall. Will, did you see the rock that looked like a vagina?
Did I take a photo of the rock that looked like a vagina?
Me too!
Yeah. Also, with the, I don't want to get crass, but with the colour of lighting they've chosen. Yeah, that wasn't an accident.
That is recorded, me saying that on there. Oh, I think people like us run this cave.
Perverts. Freaks and perverts.
This bit's amazing. Is this bridge yipping you out a bit?
No, I have no issue with height. I quite like being up high.
It's the being in the caveness that you hate.
I don't mind it really, I was joking. But I'm aware of it. I'm very aware that I'm here because of a freak of nature.
Well, not a freak of nature, just a very normal bit of nature.
No, it's not normal, it's disgusting.
There's a waterfall in a cave somewhere, but you can't quite see it. You can just hear it as you walk past.
All right, enjoy back a little bit.
Wi-Fi's gone.
Another fern growing up there, look. They're not just growing because of the lights that have been put in here, are they?
There's no... Yeah.
They'd have to be UV, would they?
Yeah, because plants convert, what is it, sunlight into...
Chlorophyll.
Yeah, chlorophyll, that's it. Not chloroform, I'm going to say chloroform.
We'll be there soon, a little bit. Even Joe, look up, how amazing is that? We can't get up on the
steps. Nephew producer doesn't like the steps.
Fair enough. It's very old school, the stepping and the grate.
Yeah, but you can't get like Velux in, can you? To give you a sunroof. Like, you know.
Another really low bit. Like, I'm 5 foot nothing and I'm bending over.
Yes, but how are you finding the caves?
Do you want to see my Wookiee hole? So we've now come round a corner and found the waterfall. Oh, wow. And then you turn the corner again and you go up and
It is so high up. And yes, this is the cathedral chamber, and that properly makes sense to me. This looks amazing.
Have you been to Sagrada Familia in...
I have, yeah.
It reminds me of that, with like the shapes.
Yeah. There's some people over there doing caving, going on one of the extra expeditions.
We're coming through an alleyway, basically, now. And it looks so much like, if you've seen Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom, the passageway that the boulder comes down.
Oh, yeah.
Kalima. Do you know, Becca gets really scared when I do that to her.
What, when you chant at her?
I sometimes walk towards her, like my hand all clasped out like a ghast. Just going, Kalima, Kalima, stop it, she says. But I don't. And I take it too far, and then she goes, enough.
Little anecdote there about how Will does not respect his girlfriend.
I was once pretending, just messing around in the kitchen, pretending to be Dracula, but I got too excited and I bit her really hard. It's mad, isn't it, how quickly you can go from fun to genuinely being pissed off.
Yeah, especially when you're biting people.
Kalima!
It's a long cave, this one. We are far into the mountain.
I think this one might be a little bit handmade.
Oh, it's definitely been excavated, this one. It's too perfectly round.
And the steps.
But I guess they're connecting the chambers, aren't they? Will said, yeah, big time there, but he keeps forgetting that he has to talk into the microphone to be on the podcast.
Yeah, big time.
Why don't you carry it for a while?
What is nice about the space and that, obviously, like, accessibility is, yeah, if you have trouble walking, it's game over for you, but that's fair enough, isn't it? It's a cave, but they're really doing the best they can. So, like, I've seen people over 6 foot, I've seen kids, it's all just going on. Yeah, that water isn't 70 metres deep. That is old Billy Bollocks.
So we're outside. There's some people about to go diving in the water. Will, would you go diving?
Well, if I had that, not wearing this, not in these shoes.
Are you just exploring for fun, or are you doing something specific?
Yes, no, we're just going for fun.
Fun, okay. Fun in the loosest possible terms. But have fun and good luck to you.
Just for next weekend, the pubs are open.
So there's like a wooden walkway, and you can sort of just wander around. So this bit reminds me of the chine on the Isle of Wight.
It does remind me of the chine on the Isle of Wight. It also reminds me a little bit of the weird Alice in Wonderland bit at Mother Shipton's cave.
Yes. Yeah. There's the river just running. It's so clear. I thought I could see a fish, but I think it's a Nerf dart. So maybe edit that out. A little bit of seating area under a massive tree.
Do you want to hear about my vape progress?
No, nobody does.
I think you do, because you want to hear the most incel thing ever? Mm-hmm. Guess what flavour my vapors are today?
Virgin.
Energy drink.
Oh, William. So we're walking along. There's the... It looks like a canal, doesn't it? It's too straight. That's not a river, is it? But it's very clear.
Probably.
So it is a river.
But I think this... It's very clearly a man-made... Yeah, it's the... Like a man-made tributary.
And then on the left is the hyena den. So there's a... That... Maybe that's the sort of cave I would live in. It's like one of those, like an oyster shell-shaped cave.
Are you hungry, Laura?
I have been talking about seafood.
Second reference to seafood in about 15 minutes.
And they've got like a cave woman and a cave man, and then a saber-toothed tiger and a couple of wolves. More than 50,000 years ago, the cave opposite was inhabited by prehistoric man and animals long extinct. It is of significant archaeological importance. And maybe...
I don't think it means importance. Why is it importance?
Yeah,
it says importance, not impotence.
Archaeological importance. And maybe one of the earliest sites in the British Isles where man was first used fire.
What a massive swing.
This feels clammy. I've got itchy chin.
Yeah, yeah. This, and to be fair, they have said it may be, and it may be, but there's absolutely no evidence for that.
It might be. They haven't told us about it here now.
I went through a period in about 2018... Whenever I did new material gigs in London, particularly in older venues like Aces and Eights in Tufnell Park, I used to start every set by going, I'm really happy to gig here, because Queen did one of their first gigs when their name was Queen in this venue. People are like, really? I don't know, maybe.
They've got another sign here that says charred animal bones, probably woolly rhinoceros, found in the nearby hyena den, indicate that man was using fire on this site 40,000 years ago. That's pretty cool, actually. So there we go. There's some evidence to back up the claims.
Yeah. Yeah, we've had fire for ages, haven't we?
40,000 years.
Yeah, but fire, like, originally, just would have been, you'd have found a tree that was hit by lightning and then tended to it.
Yeah, but to get it into a cave...
Pick a bit of wood.
What's happening over there? There's like half a wall and some statues.
Where, sorry? Where, sorry?
Just down there. Ooh, a little waterfall.
So, I think because of COVID, like the walk where the dinosaurs are is shut. But it looks nice.
There's like half a building down there with some statues and toadstools around
it. Looks like to me. What was that nice walk around the gardens from series 2?
Stourhead.
Stourhead. It's like a building at Stourhead.
Yeah, all right. So basically, Wookiee Hole is a mixture of things we've already done, but good.
Yes. Speaking of good, do you know what I think is good? The National Treasures podcast with Laura Lex and Will Duggan. And if you like it, you should probably go onto iTunes or wherever you listen to your podcast. Just leave us a nice little 5-star review. Push us up in the algorithm. And then you feel really good about yourself and go, wow, I've done a great job. And you have. But you can do one better job. You can go to patreon.com/national treasures and send us £1 a week. Oh, my God, that's nothing. And then you can have lots of nice content and we won't go bankrupt. Thanks, bye.
So when I was doing the TripAdvisor, we'll go through the TripAdvisor a bit later, but while I was going through it, there were lots of complaints about the woodland walkway. But it's basically, you've got to walk from the cave to the paper mill, and they've just done their best to make it a little bit nicer and more interesting. Don't moan about it like it's an attraction gone wrong. They've just jazzed up a walk. Grow up.
Grow up.
Very personally.
Oh! Wow, you come round a corner and King Kong is at you. Producer nephew, what do you think of that big monkey?
It's a gorilla.
Come here.
It's a gorilla.
You're very right. It's not a monkey, is
you
it?
Thick idiot.
How big do you think it is?
100.
100 big.
Yeah, yeah. Fill in your own...
Mind that puddle. Oh my goodness, we're in dinosaur land. You were wrong, Will. COVID has not shut the dinosaurs.
It shot some in.
COVID might have stopped Lawrence Fox, but it has not stopped the dinosaurs.
He's a bloody dinosaur.
Hey.
You're listening to Antifa News.
Wow, I just heard a mum. So my sister is taking a picture of my nephew and a little girl was going to walk past. And a mum just went, Anya, you're now photobombing. Modern parenting. Now Will's photobombing.
the bloody thing moves.
The dinosaur moves. Did it scare you a little bit?
It caught me off guard.
That
and
means
then
scared.
I was scared.
Those are velociraptors, aren't they? They're the clever girl ones.
I was expecting them to move.
Oh, right. It shut sister up as well. Will, should we get a picture by the big gorilla?
What of you and I?
Yeah. Tell you what, actually, there's a caveman, and he is fit. I'm not into that caveman.
A dying elephant is hateful. Whose idea was that?
A dying elephant? Is it drowning in a mud pool?
It really is. It's awful. I hate it.
We're waiting to go into the 4D Witch's Laboratory, which we're not sure if it's a cinema or a ride or maybe a simulator?
I'm hoping that it is one of those ones that spins you round and round and you stick to the wall.
That seems a bit intense. I think it might be a simulator, but I'm excited for that. On the walls, there's some spells you can do. Check out the Instagram for a video of Will not complying or turning into a frog.
Witchcraft is a crime. No matter how fit the witch is.
Stop talking about the fit witch. I don't know anything about this bit, though, so I'm excited. I don't know if we'll be able to record in there.
Yes, maybe we'll have a cut and then we'll come back and be like, Wow. I imagine at this point, any second now, it'll go do 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 do, and then boom, you'll be in the future.
Wow. Will, what just happened?
Well, we went through to the witch's laboratory, and then like the whole room was upside down, and the animatronic bat from South London was like, oi, oi, witch's gonna come back soon. I'll be careful if I were you. Oi, oi, go through here into the witch's laboratory, which is a cinema, and then we watched like a 3D Jurassic Park ripoff. But at some point,
I just thought the film was going to be something about witches, yeah. And then we were on a
all
boat
the
with an old man who had found some dinosaurs. I shat my pants.
Laura went mad. Laura went mad.
So it's like a 40-hour experience, and I was like, okay, the chair's moving, and it's making the 3D more, and then something blew in my ear.
That was me.
Screamed.
Yeah, that was it. Was.
Snakes under my chair.
I didn't not enjoy it, but it was very much a film about dinosaurs after a walk through a cave in a dinosaur park.
Oh, that was producer nephew, how did you feel about the film? Good or bad? Bit scary. We've got some nodding. I just was not expecting that at all, and now we're going to a paper mill. There is no segue.
I've got a phone call from Switzerland.
Oh my goodness, I had such a good time, but honestly, oh, when that thing blew in my ear, I screamed.
There was nothing blowing in my ear, was it, Will?
No, it was like a jet of air came out of a thing at the back when they went underwater. That was so funny. Oh my goodness, I've given myself a tummy ache from laughing. We're now in the paper mill, which is where you go after a bat has turned everything upside down and you watch a thing about a dinosaur. You come to a paper mill.
Paper making.
Yeah, we're going to go and make some paper. So there's lots of machinery all around us. So it's rag paper, turning rags into paper. So just to our left is a huge vat of rags dissolved in water. And then the guide is showing us how they take...
What's going to happen now is the two fibers are going to combine, so two different fibers. I'm going to press them down like so. Give it a little press. Rock it from side to side. Bring it up like that. And then I have my sheet of cotton paper. This process is going to keep on being repeated. So there's going to be a sheet of felt, sheet of paper, felt paper, felt paper, and so on. Until there's a nice big pile. This pile is called a post. Once we have a post, it then gets hauled into the hydraulic press, which is behind you, where it gets pressed and pressed and pressed and squeezed, till this goes down to about 50% of its original size. Once it's been pressed, we're then able to peel it away from the belt, and then it goes up into the drying loss. So there's no paper up there at the moment, but that's an example of one. It would be draped over those cow or horse hair ropes, and there it would be left to dry between 3 and 7 days, depending on the density and the thickness of the paper. Once it's dry, though, it becomes quite brittle. You're just able to snap it apart. So from there, it goes into another roller, another dry press, on copper or zinc metal sheets. There it gets pressed again so it's made nice and smooth, and then it gets cut into the correct size and then sold into the places whoever wants to buy those particular sheets of paper. Now, I mentioned that we also make our paper out of denim. We don't use denim anymore because there are too many man-made fibres in denim these days. We don't use hemp because, well, generally speaking, there's some confusion as to what it is, but obviously we don't use that part of it. So hemp is a very strong material. It's a great material to use. You can make rope, face creams, oils out of it. It's great stuff. And it's really very good for making paper. So paper made from trees will last about, if it's treated, maybe 10 years. Paper, handmade paper made from cotton, denim or hemp will last anywhere to 50 to 150 years. It really is made to last. So the hemp as well, I've lost my train of thought there, sorry. So yes, trees. So today generally paper's made from trees.
I would kill her to say. So thank you very much for watching my demonstration. And before I finish, I'll leave you one bit of information. We are one of the first paper mills to ever make paper out of elephant dung. This is because it's a plant fibre, so we cleaned it first, we didn't treat it fresh. So we cleaned it, put it into the beater, broke it up, put it into the vat, and then we managed to make paper out of it. So thank you very much for watching. Any questions, please do feel free to ask. But if not, do have a lovely rest of the day. Thank you.
Thank you.
There's a great little saying on the wall there. Rags make paper, paper makes money, money makes banks, banks make loans, loans make beggars, beggars make rags. And that's time. And who's this? Who's this? Who's this? Who's this coming up behind us?
Over my shoulder, the witch is back. Will's fave. So you probably just caught the end of the recording there of a demonstration on how to make paper. In front of me is a huge vat of water with the like cotton dissolved into it. So they put rags in it, dissolve it all up, and then they sort of have a board, and they shake it in the water, and it collects the cotton fibers, and you fill up the template, and then you bang it out onto the felt, and then you can like keep building up the cotton rags dissolved in layers until you get the thickness desired for your paper.
We're now into a bit explaining when the Romans were here.
In Somerset, yeah.
I think the cafe's shut, which is a real shame because I am starving.
Me too.
But wait.
Uh-oh, no, there's a soft play. I see producer nephew in the soft play. There's quite an extensive play area and you can sit and have some food and then, oh wait, look at that. Award-winning comedy at the Comedy Cavern.
I haven't thought about Pierre Hollins for years. Hello, Pierre, how are you?
And then you go through into the arcade. But yes, I really remember this from being a kid. You can like squash a penny and they've got like a fortune teller, Madame Sandra. They've got a little one that's based on your mum. Here, look. It's called The Haunted Cave.
On my mum?
Yeah.
Funny.
That's only what you could have come out of.
Dun, 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 dun.
They've got all like old games and amusement things. So you put money in the Parisian Follies. And then I assume you look through this gap and you can see naked ladies. Very rude.
Trixie. She's naked. Got 20p?
I haven't got 20p, no, and I wouldn't let you use it. Oh, an electrifying one. Do you remember these? You have to put your hand on the thing and then it electrifies you.
Yeah, it tells you how wicked you are.
Yeah. To seek the wisdom of the witch, insert 1 20-pence coin. It's super old school.
Guillotine?
Madame Guillotine. Insert 1 20-pence tea. Oh, it's big, yeah.
Bloody hell.
That's a lot. So on the wall is a cartoon of an angry little boy in the bath, naked, and then two little girls stood next to it looking at the little boy, and it says, "It can't be a whistle. I've tried blowing it."
And then there's above that.
Children, though.
It's a buxom woman, and the man says, "Blimey, she's bought her own airbags."
And then next to that is a lady in bed, and a burglar's breaking in, and she's saying, "Come in or I'll scream." Oh, Hall of Mirrors. Well, Hall of Mirrors.
There was a Hall of Mirrors in Kettering. And it used to...
That's a mirror? No.
Yeah, it's a mirror. Of course it is, because you're in it. Unless you're there as well.
Yeah, but I couldn't see myself when I tried to walk into it. Have fun, don't run. Yeah, no shit. I'm not running in here.
Oh, shit. There's mirrors everywhere.
Yeah, that's a Hall of Mirrors, you dingbat.
I suppose the clue is don't walk into the glass.
Will's trying to pretend that this is super easy, but actually, it's not. Oh, I found a wizard. This one's not.
I think I've figured out the secret, Laura.
Yeah?
Look at the carpet. It's slightly darker when it's reflected.
Oh, you're like a wizard. How many nosebleeds do you think there have been in here?
What?
Like from smacking into a mirror.
Oh, right. People going mad.
And there we go. That's us, I think. Thank you so much for listening, listeners.
Yes, thank you. Oh, bloody hell. That wasn't solid. That was a fake wall. Thank you for listening. I hope you enjoyed Wookie Hole. I've loved it, Laura.
I've had a lovely time. Wait, what a delightful time. Thank you so much for joining us. As ever, you can email us, nationaltreasurespodcast@gmail.com. You can tweet us and Instagram us. When the episodes come out, if you could share them, if you've enjoyed them, we would muchly appreciate that. And then listen, the Patreon.
You've just got to join.
Because there's so much stuff on there that you'll love. Try it for 1 month, £5. And if you don't love Years and Years and fall in love with the crowd, well, we won't give you your money back. But, you know.
Yeah, you can just cancel.
Yeah, just cancel.
But yeah, do join the Patreon because...
we're delicious.
You've had plenty of free content. Start paying.
And we will see you next week. Thank you for joining us for Wookie Hall.
Bye.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.